Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 3rd of January, 2022, the second Monday of Christmastide. Rachel Wilhelm sings, "Speak to Us."
Can God make a feast in the wilderness? Oh Lord, can you give us bread? We've seen the waters that flow. Speak to us in our need. Speak to us in our hunger. Lord, please help us to see. You're the food that we long for. Speak to us. Speak to us, O Lord. We work for the bread that the world can give, for food and not satisfied. Oh, come to us in our need. Speak to us in our hunger. Lord, please help us to see. You're the food that we long for. Speak to us. Speak to us.
Today's reading is from the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter, starting at the first verse.
After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has judged the great whore who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants." Once more they said, "Hallelujah! The smoke goes up from her forever and ever." And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, "Amen. Alleluia." And from the throne there came a voice saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, and all who fear him, small and great." Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." And the angel said to me, "Write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are true words of God." Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, "You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy."
How does this scripture sit with you? For many of us, it can feel uncomfortable or wrong to rejoice in scripture passages that speak of the Lord's wrath and destruction. Yet for others who have lived under the weight of injustice or abuse, these passages can speak of immense hope. The fall of Babylon was the Lord's righteous judgment on the people and systems that perpetuated the suffering and corruption of his entire creation. What emotions do you feel when hearing these words of Scripture? What may be the source of these emotions? Our passage begins with the phrase, "after this." In the 18th chapter of Revelation, John describes Babylon before its destruction. Despite being a city of excessive luxury, brimming with economic vitality, Babylon is actually a spiritual wasteland, a brothel of murderous and licentious behavior. How have you witnessed the dichotomy between worldly success and spiritual poverty? As we hear this passage a second time, use your 5 senses to imagine yourself in the heavenly celebration. As justice is ushered in and the marriage feast is served, what do you hear? What do you see? Where are you in the scene? Among the multitudes? Talking with the angel? Or perhaps, do you see yourself in Babylon? Ask the Holy Spirit to guide your imagination as we listen to the scripture again.
After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! salvation and glory and power to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has judged the great whore who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants. Once more they said, Hallelujah! The smoke goes up from her forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. And from the throne there came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and all who fear him, small and great. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
The marriage feast awaits those who have put their trust in the Lord. In the meantime, we resist the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Have you been tempted to spend your money, time, and resources on passions that will never feed your soul? Do you ever feel as though you are working for what will never satisfy? Have you grown weary or even numb to the struggle that you have endured? Spend the next few moments to draw strength from Jesus of Nazareth, the bread of life and living water. Let us pray. Divine healer, you are the living water. Heal the brokenness in my soul and bring life to the desert of my pain, strength to my weakness, innovation to my creative drought. Stir in me a desire to know you more so that my life may bear fruit in desert wastelands. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.